Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown, and that was this week's 4 o'clock classic, which was Summer Camp from the debut 2011 album, Welcome to Condale. Reason I played that is because, firstly, Summer Camp have never had a 4 o'clock classic, and also because Jeremy Walmsley, who was half of Summer Camp, has announced his first solo show for 15 years, which will be at London's Servants' Quarter in November, and he is he's just a brilliant musician and brilliant songwriter. So hopefully an album will follow. But for now, I just wanted to remind you how incredible Summer Camp were. That's one of the perfect pop songs of the last 15 years, I'd say. So second half already. We're expecting Steve in about 10 minutes. So fingers crossed, you never know. You might get to hear another voice other than mine. For now, I will play you Dua Lipa's new single. She has got an album coming out called Radical Optimism. That's out on May the 3rd. She'll be headlining Glastonbury, of course, in June. This follows Houdini and Training Session. I think we played Houdini, we didn't play Training Session, so this may well be Dua Lipa's second play on The Breakdown. This is Illusion.
I've been known to miss a red flag. I've been known to to put my lover on a pedestal. In the end, those things just don't last. And it's time I take my rose-colored glasses off.
Mm-hmm.
Was the excellent Maggie Rogers and a track called Drunk, and that was taken from her album which was released yesterday called Don't Forget Me. It's follow-up to 2022 Surrender, which was one of my favourite albums of that year. This track, this album she's worked with Ian Fitchuk, who produced Casey Musgrave's Golden Hour, and there's a similar kind of feeling to that album. It's really, really good. Before that, you heard Dua Lipa and her new track Illusion, taken from the much-anticipated follow-up to Future Nostalgia, which is out on May the 3rd. Right, cracking on. We've got we had Teenage Fan Club. I have no idea where that came from because we don't. We've got Crowded House and a song called Teenage Summer, which is where I'm getting confused. Last time I was on the show, I gave Crowded House their debut breakdown play, and this week I'm giving them their second one. They're releasing their eighth album, Gravity Stairs, on the 31st of May. It's the second track to be taken from it, and it's Neil Finn's grandson's favourite track of theirs. And Neil says, it's simple, the children must be heard. So they will. And I'll follow that with another track from the English Teacher album. This is Crowded House, Teenage Summer.
Are we gonna have some teenage summer? Is it real or a fiction of your mind? Am I gone in a fraction of your time? Will you mistake my real intentions once again? Wanna be near you, wanted to hear you, but my words are light like paper drifting in the sky. Not enough to be a witness of your life. We're all alone. I was hoping we would come of age. Walking around you, I wanna surround you, but I can't get close enough, can't get close enough. I wanted to find you, I wanted to break through life's imitation. I've been away too much.
Thank you.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
The ocean, is it sweeter than your chlorine tank? You can take the girl out of her comfort zone, but you can't put her back. They said these would be the best tears of your life. They said these would be the best tears of your life. In the south of the USA, and no one understands what I'm saying. I recommend sea if you've never been. And I can't go back. They said these would be the best years of your life. Than my chlorine tank. They said these would be the best years of your life. They said these would be the best years of your life. They said these would be the best years of your life.
Hello, that took me by surprise, mainly because I've got a visitor in the studio. Steve's here.
Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I think we can hear you, that's good.
I can't hear myself, but that's all right.
Can you not?
No, don't worry about that.
That's 10, we have 10 old microphones.
10 old mics up.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm not too bad, how
good.
Are you?
I'm all right, I'm slightly stressed because English teacher completely threw me then. Anyway.
Sudden ending.
Yeah.
It's been a very professional show up to this point.
Thank you very much.
I've come in here to ruin it.
It's completely
ruin your
been
afternoon.
Up and down. Anyway, that was English Teacher from the Album of the Week, This Could Be Texas, and it's a track called The Best Tears of Your Life. And I was saying they're playing a gig in Sheffield.
They're playing the Foundry,
May.
I noticed last night when I tried to buy a ticket that
it's now
sold out.
Is it all sold out? That's because of my 5-star review, isn't it?
Is it? Did you get yours?
I did get mine, yeah.
You're all right, Jack.
I'm all right.
I'm on the waiting list,
Look on Twickets, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, have you got any music for us, do you know?
No,
not
at all.
We're still trying to
just come to wrap the show.
That's fair enough.
Yes, there will be some music coming up. Well, there's been some great music so far.
Thank you
very much. More of it. But you continue with what you had lined up next anyway.
Right. I have the Pinnies Brothers, and they've been around since 1998, but they've never had a play on the Breakdown.
Really?
So this
that surprises
is
me.
Their debut play. released their ninth album, Who Will You Believe? It was released last weekend, and they're teaming up with Nico Case for this track, and it's called I Don't Need That Anymore. And I'll follow that up with a track from Vampire Weekend, which I think you missed last week, didn't you?
We did miss that album, yes.
But we will rectify that in a minute. But first, Penice Brothers with Nico Case.
Of the day on which you came, you and me on trouble, all wreck and rubble, calm as stars at any hurricane. Oh, you could charm the dead man from his coffin and leave him begging on the floor. I'm glad I had it when I needed it. I don't think I need that anymore.
You were shy and lonely, yeah, if only. Go check your notes, cause I checked mine. You were some bullshitter, pick of the litter, with a trophy never far behind. Oh, you could sue.
This is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Couldn't meet your baby blues. 400 million at most, competing for the zoo. It's such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. Change, and when it does,
a staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical.
Vampire Weekend from their, what are we saying, fifth album, I think that was.
Is that what we're saying? Yeah.
I'm going to say fifth. Only God Was Above Us, which was released last weekend. And very good it was too. Track called Classical. I believe you got some music for us, Steve.
I've got some music, hey. Yeah. Is that all right?
That's, of course it is.
Gatecrash.
Of course it is.
Gatecrash your show.
It's been your show a lot longer than mine.
Liz Lawrence released her second single from forthcoming album this week. Our album's called Peanuts. It's coming out on the 7th of June. You reminded me that Liz Lawrence is playing Get Together
here
in Sheffield.
Yes.
Also got a date at the Brudenell. I think the tour is it June, July when the album comes out? That would make sense, wouldn't it? Anyway, Big Machine's already been played. Strut is getting played now. And we're going to follow this with something brand new from Mammoth Penguins. This should work if I press play, if you fade that end one up.
That one.
That one.
There we go.
There we go.
God, I'm so professional.
Thank you. leave my dogs at home, 'cause I don't need them. Extra special, extra weird, extroverted. No one's a line in the block to be converted. Strut. Strut.
This is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Dead end dream.
Why have I rung that bell?
Because that's the pre-release hat-trick.
It's the pre-release hat-trick for Mammoth Penguins. Their album Here comes out on the 3rd of May via Fika Recordings. Third single out, third single to be played in the breakdown. That was Flyers. And I haven't just turned up here just so I can promote a show that
are they playing a gig that you're
co-promoting? Yeah, they might be. Yeah, they're playing in Sheffield at Delicious Clam along with
Broken Chance.
Yes, last week's Album of the Week recipient.
Who we played in the first hour?
You did. You did. Yes. Tickets on sale for that. 1st of June. Delicious Clam. £10. What a bargain. And Shanda. They're also on the bill. And it was Liz Lawrence before that with a new single from her called Strut. Over to you.
We've got another new album that was out yesterday. And it was Canadian power trio Metz. They released Up on Gravity Hill yesterday. And you got any interesting facts about them?
I don't have interesting facts, but I do know they're playing the Brudenell in November.
That was exactly the fact I'd written down. So this is a track called Superior Mirage from Metz. And will we do a double, do you think, with Girl in Red?
I think we could do, yeah. Let's double it with Girl in Red, because the album was out yesterday.
Because that was another
good
album. Yeah. So, first up, Metz, Superior Mirage.
This is Sam Genders from Tongue, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I'm not my best today, and I'd be lying if I said it's probably a phase. I was born with a case of imperfections and a whole lot of mental disarray. I need to know why I'm Jekyll and Hyde. I wanna know what is up with me. I need to know why I have these ugly sides. I get despicable for sure. I'd rather not have it show. Does that make me unlovable? I feel it.
That was Girl in Red from her rather excellent new album, I'm Doing It Again, Baby, which is all in capitals and has an exclamation mark at the end. So you know that she really is
she means it.
Doing it again.
She means it.
And her name is Marie Oven, and that was her second album. Recently supported Taylor Swift on her Eras tour. You're looking confused.
That's not, no, that's my normal face.
Oh, no, resting confused.
I was trying to remember where Girl in Red is from.
I've got
Scandinavian
Norway
country. It is Norway, isn't
yes.
it? Would you like to go a little bit to the east of Norway?
Yeah, I think I would.
I'm thinking Sweden.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We have had a Swedish artist tonight.
Have you? Who
yes.
is that?
Stephen Shaw, I think it was called.
Did I miss garden. That? I was listening, I promise.
It was in the first hour. I think it was called Stephen Shaw. I'll be honest, I can't remember. I'm getting old, Steve.
Oh. Anyway, Gothenburg-based psychedelic rock combo, Hollow Ship, is going to be their first play on the breakdown. But they're on the excellent Punk Slime record label. Released an EP this week called Animated Music. This is called Music in Motion. think I might have told a little lie. I think I said that EP was out now. It's not actually out until May the 31st.
Oh, we've got to wait. We've got 6 weeks.
6 whole weeks.
I think.
To wait for the Hollow Ship EP, Animator Music, out on Punk Slime. Yeah, that was Music in Motion.
We've got 10 minutes until Select Decay
comes in. It's flown by today's show, hasn't it?
Hasn't it? It's like...
feels like I've only been here 20 minutes.
Yes, Select Decay is, I presume, coming.
He's normally
he comes in right on time, doesn't he, with Reggae Time, so stay tuned for that. We're going to play another new artist, which I think is our seventh, and it is a man called Swift UMZ, and he is also known as Christopher McVicker, specialises in lo-fi, low-key folk pop. He's got an album out on June the 14th called Simply the Best. Don't think it's anything.
Is it better than all the rest?
It might be better than all the rest.
We will see.
No relation to Tina Turner. But this is a track called Second Take by Swiftums.
I can't make you happy, and I don't want to try. We'd rather sit and watch the days go by.
From Penis, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
That's a New Jersey indie pop band getting their second play on the breakdown. They are called Lightheaded, and it's that track was called Moment's Notice from their forthcoming album. What did I say it was called, John? Combustible Gems.
Combustible Gems.
Combustible Gems, coming out May the 17th via Slumberland Records. And they have got a date in Sheffield at Delicious Clam on the 23rd of July, playing with Mount Misery Trust Fund and Post Archives. That is a good lineup. Before that,
it was Hollow Ship.
It was.
Music in Motion.
No, it wasn't. It was your one. It was Swiftums.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? I'm looking at the wrong thing. It was Swiftums.
Swiftums, second that's take, it. Not Softums.
A.K.A. Chris McVicker. Any relation?
No, because that's not
it's not
my
your name.
sum up today's show, John. How's it been for you?
It's been fine, I think.
I left you in the lurch a bit yesterday. But,
well, no, that's absolutely
I gave you a couple
fine.
Of days warning
did,
that
yes.
I would be late.
But it's always better when someone else is with
always
you.
Always better. You're saying the last 30 minutes have been the best bit of the show.
I think so, yeah. Well, that's for the listener to decide.
It is.
So text in, let us
or
know.
Email us, breakdown@sheffieldlive.org. Do you like solo shows? Do you like duos? Duos? That's the same thing. No, it's not.
It's not.
Really. I've ruined it now, haven't I?
You've had a very
talking
long...
talking nonsense.
You've had a very long,
I've
drive.
Had a long drive.
It's understandable.
You don't know what. I've travelled across to get here. What are we finishing with then? What, we've talked a bit too much now, so we can't play that.
We're going to play a track with Angel Olsen on guest vocals, but it's over 4 minutes and we will be going into reggae time. So we need a track which is about...
We're not capable of going into reggae time, are we?
We're not, no. We need a three-minute track if you have one.
I do actually have one.
Excellent.
It's called Moment's Notice by Lightheaded. Oh, just play that. no, I've got another one. Oh, he's not here, is he? Let me play this one from last week. It is slightly over. If he turns up, we'll fade it out.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine with it.
A band called SIS getting their first play in the breakdown. SIS, but the S's are in capitals on Spotify. I don't know if that's the case everywhere. But anyway, it is from an album out on the 21st of June called Vibhuti. Vibhuti. This single came out last week. It's called Mother's Grace. And it's last thing from the breakdown this week.
It is. Thank you.
There'll be one next week, though. And you'll be back at some point.
I'll be back at some point. Is it a Joel and Steve show next week?
I think it might be.
Right. I'll be at home listening in that case.
Oh. I started that a bit too soon there, Jim.
He did.
My finger kind of slipped on the button.
I was all ready to say
sounds good though, that,
goodbye
doesn't it?
To everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Do it now.
Thank you for listening. I will be back soon. Steve and Joel are back next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Heart of my mind.